With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A group representing evangelical Christians is urging the Trump administration to reconsider its refugee policy. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The National Association of Evangelicals is expressing dismay over the administration's announcement to admit only 7,500 refugees next year. That's down from 125,000 in the previous year. The group is urging Trump officials to reconsider the decision, describing the U.S. refugee resettlement program as a lifeline for those fleeing persecution. NAE's president says in the past, the United States has been a beacon of safety and freedom. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Senate is involved in its first weekend session since the shutdown began. Not a lot of progress to report. Senate Majority Leader John Thune wanted a quick vote yesterday. He didn't get it. He might get a vote today. The impasse has lasted nearly 6 weeks. The FDA is cracking down on websites that sell unapproved Botox for cosmetic purposes.
Botox is a diluted, purified form of one of the most toxic substances in the world. In rare cases, the toxin can spread beyond the injection site to other parts of the body, paralyzing or weakening muscles needed for breathing and swallowing. The FDA says patients should only receive the drugs from health professionals who are licensed and trained to administer them, and urges anyone experiencing signs of botulism to seek immediate medical care. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. aviation officials ordering McDonnell Douglas MD-11 planes grounded until they can be inspected. It's after that deadly crash at a UPS Global Aviation Hub in Kentucky, which killed 14 people in all. This is SRN News. A network of abortion clinics in Maine is shutting down because the Trump administration's cuts to abortion providers. Maine Family Planning operates 18 clinics in the state and receives nearly $2 million in Medicaid reimbursements per year. The network fought the halting of Medicaid dollars in federal court, but it suffered a setback in August when a federal judge ruled against restoring funding during the network's ongoing lawsuit against the Trump administration. The network appealed to a higher court, and that legal fight is still ongoing, but for the moment it will close its doors. For the first time ever, People magazine's annual Sexiest Man Alive honor goes to a homosexual. Actor Jonathan Bailey has been named by the popular magazine for 2025. Bailey, who has spoken openly about being gay, is the founder of the Shameless Fund, which promotes the LGBT agenda. People is following the footsteps of other major entertainment magazines relentlessly pushing homosexuality, picturing gay and transgender celebrities on their covers. This is SRN News. More gambling trouble for the NCAA.
The NCAA has revoked the eligibility of six men's college basketball players for allegations of sports betting in three separate cases at New Orleans, Mississippi Valley State, and Arizona State. The NCAA Committee on Infractions released findings Friday from an investigation that concluded the players manipulated their performances to lose games, not cover betting lines, ensure certain prop bets were reached, or provided information that enabled others to do so during the 2024-25 regular season. Ron Taylor reporting.
The White House says it would be, quote, beautiful to name the new stadium for NFL's Washington Commanders after President Trump. The remarks on Saturday followed an ESPN report that an intermediary told the Commanders ownership group it wants the stadium to bear the name of the president. He might deliver that message in person. He will be going to the Commanders-Lions game here in town today. This is SRN News.